Here's Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
We got Jay Santos, Citizens Auxiliary Police, joining us right now. The Citizens Auxiliary Police is a volunteer police agency. Doesn't have any official police standing, but you guys have been volunteers in and around your neighborhood, and there are a lot of associated groups across the country, correct, Jay?
For the most part, you've got a variety of, you know, you say we're not official police. We are uniformed. We do have the right of citizen's arrest through the Constitution, so it's a little misleading. We are, like, you know, when you say that's a little bit misleading. And
well, I want to get you here. I don't want to be misleading. Are you officially police?
I think when you talk about whether or not we are officially police, I think you sort of disrespect what we try to do. We take a peek over the shoulder of the police. Police are, they're good and they're doing their job, but they're also very overworked and they're not able to do a lot of the things that we'd like to see them do. So we've had to do a volunteer police agency. And I wanted to come on and talk about Operation Neighborhood.
I want to, Operation Neighborhood. Okay, so this is going to be going on till when?
Operation Neighborhood, Phil, now through Easter Sunday.
And this is, I know, brought on by, you say you've had an awful lot of conversations with people who are non-denominational, they are non-religious.
Well, there are a great number of American families, Phil, who are not Christian families. They're not steeped in the traditions of the Christian faith. But more importantly, Phil, I think what we have to talk about right now is the fact that they've got a lot of children. And for years, of course, we have allowed Christians in our culture to talk about Good Friday and talk about all that. And that's a good thing. Where we find the problem and where we are encountering more and more children, I don't know what you want to call it, being dramatized or not being, I guess, cared for by adults. I guess that's the only way I can say it. Is when we're talking about Easter Sunday and talking about Good Friday, you are talking about things that can frighten a child.
And all right, well, when you say frightening a child, you're talking about Good Friday is when Jesus was crucified.
Well, let's get to what we're concerned with. We've allowed Christians and these kind of people to talk about nailing a man up on a cross and all this kind of situation. And that's all well and good. In the late 1970s, in the early 80s, on through the late 1980s, on through the early 1990s, and on through the middle of the 1990s, on up into the late 1990s, and right now, you've had a lot of movies in the popular culture that have dealt with the topic of zombies and the Living Dead and the Night of the Living Dead and that kind of a deal. I don't know if you're familiar with a lot of these movies.
Yeah.
Well, the kids see these movies.
All right, okay, but how does this apply to Easter? And
well, Easter is a day where I hear a lot of these Christians talking about when Jesus came back from the dead. Now, I understand that someone's religion. And
well, that's the tradition, but he came back from the dead to redeem people.
I'm not concerned right now, if you just let me kind of finish what I'm saying.
But don't you have to sort of put the belief into
all I'm telling you is the way a lot of children who are not religious, who are not raised in a religious home, are hearing a lot of talk about a dead man come back and all this. Now, I saw here on television a few nights ago, a lot of these movies are being repeated. I know this is springtime or it's wintertime, so I'm not doing too much of the Halloween film. But you do see Day of the Dead and all this nonsense. And this is the kind of thing where we feel what we can do to help our children is come Easter time, I think they need to de-emphasize this man coming up from the dead. And he's got holes in his hands and all of this. And
are you religious?
Well, Phil, I don't think that applies.
No, I want to know what your understanding of the culture is.
I certainly understand Christian religion. It's part of my job, I think, of law enforcement to understand where a lot of these people are coming from. I'm not saying Christians are kooks, but you do deal with a lot of kooks. And there's a variety of kooks out there. But Christians are kooks, but you do have to deal with all these kooky, you know, kook cult. And there's a lot of cults that are kooks. And
But Christians are not kooks, but you're saying they've got this tradition of Easter in which the resurrection of a man.
We're talking about a man that was dead coming back to life. That's going to scare a lot of children. And we're asking people, when it comes to Easter, to emphasize more the Easter bunny tradition, the tradition of egg, And
but what, if this is their religion?
Well, you can certainly celebrate your religion in church. I'm not talking about that, but. Operation Neighborhood is going to try and mitigate some of this conversation. To what end we can, I don't know.
All right, now you'll be fanning out into restaurants, into shopping malls, in various businesses, talking to people.
Well, we're going to be handing out flyers at churches. We're also going to be going into different malls and different restaurants, as you say, Phil, and sort of just keeping an ear to the ground, listening to people. You get a lot of these people, and they'll be talking about a man coming back from the dead. It's going to scare a kid.
All right. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. We're talking with Jay Sandus of the Citizens Auxiliary Police about Easter and how its emphasis on a, quote, man coming back from the dead can scare a lot of kids.
And also keep in mind, Phil, if you would, I am not saying a person shouldn't be allowed to have their religion. I'm saying talking about it in public, talking all about a man coming back out of the grave, that's bound to put a little tiny kid's going to be scared of all of that. And I want to know where the responsibility is of adults. And
well, don't you think the story of Easter is a beautiful story?
I'm not familiar really with the story of Easter. All I know is there's a lot of talk about a dead man coming back. And you've got an awful lot of children now who think of Jesus as nothing more than a zombie. He's a nice man, but he's a zombie. And
you know, it's so funny because kids these days, a lot of them have religious training, a lot of them do not have religious training, and what they hear from adults, I suppose, is how they develop their belief system. I've never heard any kids, and maybe it's because my kids go to, you know, Catholic schools, but I've never heard of a kid being frightened of Jesus as a zombie.
Well, I'm telling you that there is every chance that you've got a child out there who's going to have an adult say, look, there's a man who got nailed up to a cross, now he's going to come back out of the dead. And that's going to do nothing more than take a kid and put he's going to be in a world of fear. When you say, we took a man, and one of the most horrifying things that could ever be done to a man, and we nailed him up on a cross, now he's coming back from the dead. You think you're a little tiny kid, that'll scare you.
He's coming back from the dead to be a good guy.
Kids don't think of that. All they think of is a man that got nailed up, now he's coming back from the dead, and they only know all the zombie things that they see on a movie. There's also a very popular video game called House of the Dead. And you'd be surprised how many children think Jesus is going to be coming down a hallway wearing a suit with a, you know, back cut out of it, and he's all dead.
And he's coming after him like a zombie?
Like a lot of these zombies do, yeah.
Our number is 1-800-449-8686. Where are the adults in the kids' lives?
Well, Phil, you ask where are the adults in the kids' lives. What I'm asking is that we take responsibility as a society. And
so if I'm sitting in a restaurant and I'm talking with my wife or friends about Jesus coming back from the dead, and one of your sub-commanders is near there...
Well, it could be a sub-commander, one of our brigadier generals, but we will say... At that time, we'd really very much appreciate it if you would stop talking about Easter that way and be more benign in your conversation.
And the fear is what? That people are going to overhear it?
That small children will overhear it. Absolutely, yes. And so we will tell people, we will direct them, at that time, you're talking about Jesus, and this is all kind of zombie talk. And a lot of people will tell you, well, I'm a Christian, and I don't believe that, so I know that. But you got a little tiny kid over here when I hear you talking about Jesus coming back like a zombie man. And if you're familiar with the film Night of the Living Dead, and
there's nothing that Night of the Living Dead has in common with the Christian story of resurrection, though. Nothing at all. These zombies come back and eat people. Jesus comes out of the grave to redeem the human race. That's the myth, or the mythology, if you will. That's the religious mythology that is believed in by Christians. Doesn't that sound benign to you?
I think, Phil, that you sound like the man who explains to a crowd of adults why a certain violent film should be seen on TV. I'm saying you may be right, but I'm saying you've got a lot of children out there that are going to be affected, and it's going to be all of this violence that we got on the TV and on the radio and everything, and you're talking about a Jesus now who just got hammered up on a piece of wood. I'm sure that's going to probably upset him a little bit. You know, I don't know.
Jesus was about love, though.
No, I understand that, but the average kid is going to be upset. Now he's coming back out of the grave, and the kid, of course, is thinking maybe it's time for some payback on the Romans that did it or something. I don't know. We're just asking people to keep it quiet.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Here is Lane on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, Lane.
Before this guy starts with this, with what this cause is that he's trying to do, he needs to really understand what he's protesting.
I'm just trying to protect the children, sir.
It's been told for 2,000 years.
Right.
I've heard it all my life. I am a Christian, but I've heard it all my life, and I've been raised with people who understand, have heard this story, and I've yet to heard anybody that's traumatized by it. This has got to be
It's an increasing phenomenon in our society, sir, with a lot of non-denominational, non-religious families that just do not adhere to the Christian faith.
I understand that who are Jews
I understand it, sir. It's an increasing phenomenon. You got a lot of kids who come out of families that are not religious, and they're out there listening to their friends talk about a man coming up out of the dead, and it scares a child. And we certainly understand you have your faith. I don't have any issue with that. So long as when you're talking in a public place, you start going on about a guy coming out of a grave, it's gonna scare a little tiny kid.
And I'm supposing an 8-foot-high Easter rabbit, running around and hiding eggs. That's just
it's certainly not going to scare a child. I mean, that's a benign figure, a man coming out. Unless you're afraid of bunny rabbits, sir.
All right, anyway.
I think you might, before you do this, you might want to research the story a little bit more and understand.
I've researched it. I'm just talking from the standpoint of a child, sir, and maybe you ought to get over your fear of rabbits.
All right, 1-800-449-8686.
You're going to get a lot of people who are defensive, Phil, about it, but that's just the way it's going to be.
If I'm sitting there and I'm talking about Jesus coming back from the dead, what do you say?
As I said to you,
all right, I know, but you come up to me and say, I'd appreciate it if you don't talk. I say, it's my constitutional right.
I would say to you, is it your constitutional right to scare a child? See, a lot of these people call themselves Christian, and that's good, and I believe them. But they get their kicks, some of them, talking about Jesus coming out of the ground with holes in his hands, and a little tiny kid gets scared. A lot of these Christians get their jollies that way.
I don't know of anybody that gets their jollies talking about a dead guy coming back.
Well, then how come they're always talking about it?
All right, 1-800-449-8686. We're talking with Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police on Easter. For some, it is the story of the resurrection of Jesus to redeem the sins of man. For others, it's the time the Easter Bunny comes. And for some children who don't understand these traditions at all, it is simply talk of a man who'd been hammered up on a cross coming back from the dead. And it scares them. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Talk Radio's Speed Trap. The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police is with us. Operation Neighborhood now through Easter. There's a lot of, as you say, Jay, non-denominational, non-religious families, kids that don't understand the story of Jesus. The idea of a guy resurrected from the dead scares them. And you are going to tell people in restaurants and public places...
Well, not only that, Phil, I want to just jump in. We are giving out flyers at churches as people come out. We do hand them a flyer.
And what is on the flyer?
Well, it is a statement from Major Elvis Newton, who's the founder of the Citizens Auxiliary Police, warning them of the dangers and the destructive behavior of a lot of people who talk all about this guy who got all his skin peeled off him by Romans beating him up. So he gets beat up. Then after they beat him up, they drag him up, and they hammer him up on a piece of wood. Then they throw him in a hole, and this guy's coming back from the dead. That only means one thing from a kid. A kid's point of view, that's payback time. And all the zombies that they have never seen on TV eat people and do all that.
So the kid's afraid that this new kind of zombie Jesus is going to come back and eat him.
I'm saying kids that were not raised in a Christian home, yeah. Now, in America, we have freedom of religion, which means you don't have to be a Christian if you don't want to. That's something I try to get through on people. And boy, that's a tough one. You can't really get through on people on that one. And I realize it's a very unusual point of view. But I'm trying to protect the children by saving lives.
So the little kids are afraid of Jesus as a zombie. Is that it?
I'm saying it's possible, yeah.
You're saying it's possible, but...
I'm telling you, my job as a law enforcement agent is to make sure little tiny kids don't get hurt by some guy running around talking about a man coming back from the dead who just come up out of a hole with holes in his head, holes in, in his hands, and he's all walking around, you know, with parts of his, you know, intestines hanging out, and they're supposed to think this is okay.
Well, there ain't nothing about Jesus with his intestines.
Well, you know what I mean. They put a spear in him and everything else.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Rick, go ahead, or excuse me, not Rick. I want to go to Kathy. Kathy, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead.
I'm not sure where this man's overheard any Christian talking about the resurrection of Christ, but in my entire life, I've never heard of a Christian sitting in a public going, hey, dude, you know, this guy got hit. Hammered to the cross and his guts are hanging out. We threw him in a hole and he came back. That is not how it's portrayed
by
a Christian.
You know, you talk about a dead man coming back.
I'm getting real carried away with the way that you're even describing
it. Well, the point
is,
you talk all about a dead man. You talk all about a dead man coming back.
No, that is not how it's portrayed.
And a little tiny kid.
That's not the terminology it's even used.
The little tiny kid is going to be frightened when you talk about a dead man coming out of that grave.
I'm not going to hear a Christian portray it.
A grave robber. I'm sorry?
Now, what conversation you're overhearing.
Well, ma'am, I'm telling you about children.
That's not how they say.
And I don't know if you know that there are a lot of children who are not raised in the Catholic, or whatever you call it, the Christian way, and all they hear is Easter Sunday, and a little boy says, what's that? And they say, that's when the dead man comes back.
Well, they're not saying that, are they? They say that's when Jesus comes back. Are you there, ma'am? All right, she's gone. 1-800-449-8686. Here is Rick. Rick, go ahead.
Hey, I would like to know what police station is he from?
You talking to me, sir?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I'm with Citizens Auxiliary Police.
Citizens, because earlier you were talking about a brigadier general. I've never heard of a brigadier general in a police station.
Well, the Highway Patrol has also.
Second of all, the next comment I would like to make is
Brigadier Admiral is what we said.
3-year admirals? I thought you said a brigadier general.
No, sir, I did not.
Oh, okay. Well, anyway, second of all, the conversation that's going to be heard in the restaurants and so forth and stuff like that is not going to be about like some guy coming back from the dead. There's going to be a lesson.
Every time I hear one of these Christians talk about it, talk about a man coming back from the dead.
They talk about the resurrection of Jesus.
Yeah, coming back. Out of the dead.
Right. It's going to be in the content of a learning experience for a child or a young adult.
Well, I don't know where this child's doing this learning. They're not Christian children. They're not raised in these homes. All they know is the popular
culture. It's not all about the guy dying and coming back from the dead. It's everything that had the whole story. That's not going to be what the whole issue is.
Well,
Easter Sunday is about that.
My research, Easter Sunday,
it's the lesson of Jesus
came out of the grave.
That's just the miracle that happened, not the lesson. The lesson is not he comes back from the dead.
Right, but if you're not a Christian kid, you don't get the lesson because you're not in church. All you hear is a little kid. It's really hard to explain it to some of these people because they just don't get it.
What are people not getting that you're trying to explain to them?
You get it.
Because this man thinks all these kids are going to church. They don't go to church. So this guy understand it. All he knows is he comes coming out of church, and he's all blissed out.
I don't go to church.
And there's a little kid there who's hearing about a dead man. Now, you got the picture of Jesus on a cross hanging there all bloodied up.
Then the guy is going to literally say a dead man.
Nobody's listening to anybody here. What is your fear, Jay?
I'm saying this guy comes out of church blissed out. And
what do you mean blissed out?
What are you talking about?
You got a big smile on your face. Hallelujah. That's great. Good for you. Have fun. But a little kid that didn't go to that church, he's walking down the street and Rick comes out of church all blissed out and skipping and happy because Jesus saved him or whatever you want to call it. And all he's saying is, a dead man came back.
No, I wouldn't say a dead man came back. I would not say a dead man comes back.
Wouldn't
be my choice of words.
You think it's funny that a kid's scared, is that it?
Excuse me?
You think a kid being scared is funny because you're all giggling about it?
Well, why would he be afraid if I'm happy? If I'm happy saying something, he would probably be more amused at me being happy than of what I'm saying.
Maybe he thinks you're part of some zombie cult.
Well, what do you mean a zombie cult?
See, this guy thinks it's all real funny that a kid's scared half to death.
All right, Rick, listen, hold on for a minute. 1-800-449-8686. Jay Santos, is the story of Easter scaring children because it talks about a dead man coming back? The Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Truth, justice, comedy. The Phil Henry Show is back.
Jay Santos with the Citizens Auxiliary Police is with us on Easter. Is it promoting something that is scaring children, a guy coming back from the dead? Now, I've got one of your pamphlets that you were handing out at the mall, up here at Braver Mall.
Yes, sir.
I want to ask you something. Are you an atheist?
I don't think that has anything to do with anything.
Well, no. Yeah, it does. Yeah, it does. Because I'm looking at this pamphlet, and it seems to be encouraging children not to believe in God.
No, where do you see that, Phil?
Where do I see that? It says here that a belief in God leads you to believe in some kind of a zombie cult. And
Phil, this is not... I'm a police officer with the Citizens Auxiliary Police.
Well, you're not even an official police officer. It's a volunteer police agency.
Hold on for a minute. Let me finish, okay? Because you're starting to put words into my mouth. We're here just trying to protect a little kid from fear, being afraid of a man coming back from the dead. And I said...
No, you don't... What you're saying is, maybe that'll happen. But in point of fact, you are a practicing atheist, aren't you?
That has nothing to do with anything.
Are you an atheist?
I'm an atheist, yes. But that has nothing to do with what we're doing. Okay.
You don't think that's coloring your attitude about the Christian holiday of Easter being some kind of a celebration of a zombie coming out of the ground?
Okay. You were raised Catholic. What do you call it?
Knowing the story of Easter, as I understand it, it is about a man who died for the sins of mankind.
All right, but isn't it about a guy coming out of a zombie area?
What do you mean a zombie area?
The guy came out of the ground, Mr. Henry. I'm starting to lose my temper, and I don't want to do that. I'm a public servant. And
you're an atheist, sir, and what you're doing here is promoting your belief, your belief in atheism by scaring kids.
I'm not the one scaring kids with all this talk about, Jesus, might as well be out there in Haiti, laying in a box.
What do you mean? Jesus is some kind of a zombie. You're the guy talking about it.
No, I'm not talking about it. The Christian faith is talking about it. I'm trying to protect a kid.
Well, I'm going to echo what the other caller said. I've never heard of a kid being afraid of it.
See, forget it. You're not even on the front line of law enforcement like I am.
Yeah. 1-800-449-8686.
Well, your sarcasm, Mr. Henry, is not an argument.
No, you're right. You're right about that. Here is Mary Lou. Go ahead, Mary Lou. You're on the Phil Henry Show. Yes, Mary Lou, go ahead.
Yeah, hi.
Hi.
I was wondering, where is this gentleman located at?
We're located in Hawthorne, California, ma'am.
Okay. Very interesting. I've known people in law enforcement, but my other question was,
We have agencies throughout America. I don't know, what part of the country are you in, ma'am?
I'm in Portland, Oregon.
Right. We've got the Oregon Beaver Brigade up there. We've got...
Is this a regular police force, or is this like I heard only a tail end?
We're the Beaver Brigade in Oregon is a volunteer police agency. Yes, ma'am.
Now, let me answer the caller's question.
Well, you're going to misrepresent it, Mr. Henry, as you have done.
No, I'm not going to miss. They're a volunteer police group, ma'am.
We do have the right of constitutional citizens' arrest rights.
Yeah, but you're not being hired by us. You're not being paid by taxpayers to police our cities.
See, this is where Mr. Henry has purposefully messed everything up.
No, I haven't messed up anything. Are you an official can you arrest me?
Yes, I can.
How?
Through the
citizen's arrest.
Citizen's arrest.
But no, you're not actually, a sworn...
No. But I will tell...
A city or a government.
That's right. But we do wear a uniform. We wear blue armbands, very clear.
and I'm simply coming up to you if you're in a restaurant. Let's say you're in a Denny's and you're talking about Jesus coming up out of a grave.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to want to ask you to maybe pipe down.
And I'm going to say, I'm sorry that you're offended and have a good day. And go on with my conversation. But my next question was, you know, if something as benign as Jesus resurrecting, what do you do about things like what happens during Halloween and the...
Well, let's talk about the real deal. Let's talk about the real deal. You people believe this guy really did come up out of the grave, see? Now, that is going to scare any little tiny kid.
Oh, really?
Look, you are an atheist.
You're telling me you don't believe that?
What?
You believe that a guy came...
Yes, I do. I do believe the Lord.
Okay, see,
I believe
that scares a kid. On Halloween, it's all make-believe. But you are sitting there talking in a Denny's restaurant.
The thing is, there's people out there that truly believe that witches existed, the devil exists.
No, they don't. No, they don't. No, they don't.
You're kidding.
You really believe a guy came up out of the ground.
But Satanists don't believe in Satan.
Wait, you don't believe in Satan? You're a Christian. You're supposed to. Ooh, gotcha. 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 Oh, boy.
No, honey, that's not what I said.
You are really easy. You believe in the devil and everything like that, and
look it, you're an atheist promoting an atheist point of view by going out there with your blue armband and your pith helmet and telling people that Jesus is a zombie.
Okay, well, then I got it all wrong.
That sounds to me because I have yet to hear.
Christians believe that Jesus came back from the dead. Apparently, they don't. Apparently, now they're backpedaling on that one because I got him.
No,
I got him cornered
because of the miracle of life through his father. But
so there you are, Mary Lou.
Life.
There you are, Mary Lou, at a Denny's. You're shoveling a grand slam into your face, talking about Jesus coming up out of the dirt, and that doesn't scare it. Oh, boy, I hate you.
No.
What do you hate?
What is that individual?
I don't like women laughing at me, and it reminds me...
You know what, and I'm sorry that I laughed at you.
No, you're not sorry. You humiliate your husband like this. Yeah, you do.
Oh, honey.
Yeah, guy drops his pants, and there goes that Mary Lou giggle. And
well, what is it with you, man? You don't like women laughing at you.
That shows insecurity to me. My husband's 20 years in the military.
Here's the deal.
Retired.
She laughs at me.
He's an amazing man. I couldn't be prouder, and there's no way I could emasculate a man of my husband's strength. So,
well, wait a minute. When a lady laughs, and I can't slap her for it, what am I supposed to do?
What?
Oh,
I said when a woman laughs...
You consider yourself an officer? And you consider that slapping someone for a giggle is appropriate?
You're laughing at me the same way.
You know what? I got you, honey, because that was...
No, I got you.
I cannot believe how extremist you are.
No, you said that you don't believe in Satan, even though you're a Christian. And when I said I got you on that, then you go... Just the same way a woman might giggle at a man when he drops his pants, and she's all laughing at him.
You must have had a personal experience with that, because I wouldn't do that to any man I respected.
I thought you said you're married 20 years.
Yeah, but I wouldn't laugh at him.
You're getting around a lot, aren't you, for a lady that's married to the same guy?
Will you stick to the point here?
Yeah.
The point is, what do you do about
the
great
witches
point,
and
she's
the
giggling.
Goblins and that type of thing?
Do you believe in witches and goblins? No.
I don't, but
okay.
Other people do.
But
do you tell Wiccans?
No, other people don't. No, they don't.
Perform?
Wiccans don't believe in goblins. You don't know anything about it, you dumb redneck.
Wiccans believe in witches.
Yeah, a witch isn't riding around on a broom, though, Mary Lou. I've done my research, okay? Now, you, on the other hand, you believe all about Jesus coming up. You believe Jesus was dirt napping and that he came back to life.
Dirt napping?
I'm sorry, say that again.
I said you believe that a man can wake up from a dirt nap.
Not a man, the Son of God.
Oh, boy, if you start laughing again, I'm going to reach to the phone and slap you.
All right,
that you feel that way. I didn't know
you threatened
so much that you're threatened to physical violence. And you're a man that's going out there in public, portraying yourself as an officer, and protecting the individual.
Right, right.
When my words bring you
blah,
to physical
blah,
violence.
Blah, 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 blah.
Is your husband in town? That's fine.
Is your husband in town?
I beg your pardon?
Is your husband in town right now?
Yes, he's in my living room.
Oh.
Well, what's so what?
Well, I'd love to get on a Southwest jet up to Portland and just... I'll need your name and address.
Don't give him your name and address, Mary Lou.
She's running around talking about Jesus coming out of his dirt nap like a zombie, but I can't get her name and address.
Question
she's a Christian who believes in it.
Yeah, and I,
I'm going to cite you.
Just out of curiosity, I'm wondering
I'm
how much you're treading on my rights if you come up to me and try to intimidate me into not speaking about my beliefs.
Ma'am,
and
I'm going to have to cite you. I'm going to cite you for unnecessary zombie talk.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He's going to cite you for unnecessary zombie talk.
She laughed again.
Me.
All right,
I love it. I love it. I hope I meet you or somebody in your organization.
You know what's going to happen to
really
you, Mary Lou?
Because I would
one day you're
going to
die. One day you're going to die, and you're going to wake
and
up and go.
Say, hey,
No. You're going to wake up, and you're going to go. Oh, I hope Jesus says, you know, got a nice bouquet of flowers, and the devil's going to be there pointing you to pit six. Goodbye.
Oh well, I take it he's done with me. Anybody there? Hello?
Whore.
Will you get out of here? Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. All the way to the FBI. Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
You hung up on me.
No, but you had that woman emasculating me.
You hung up on my show.
Where do you get off having women laugh at me?
And what do you mean, where do I get off having women laugh at you? You're talking about Jesus come up out of a dirt nap. How would I not laugh at something like that?
You laughing, but you had that woman laughing at me, all emasculating me and everything.
Oh, well, poor baby. She was laughing because you're talking about the Jesus zombie cult. You're all messed up.
Okay. I happen to be an atheist. All right, you know it now, Phil. I've been on your program a lot of years.
Yeah, well, that explains a lot.
You got a problem with atheism?
I got a problem with you hanging up telling us to basically go to hell.
I said go to pit six.
Yeah, pit six, turn left. That's hell.
Okay, I want my theme music, okay? There's one thing that I got that everybody else but Call Your Show don't have. I got a theme song.
You got a theme song. Okay, well, here it is.
Turd.
All right, well, I'm not going to play it then.
What?
I'm not playing it.
Why?
Because you called me a turd.
All right, I'm sorry.
Oh, man, this goes on forever.
Have a little bit of respect. I'm a citizen of auxiliary police.
Oh, yeah, yeah, you and maybe you can join the Beaver Brigade next year.
Whenever the laws of any state are broken, a duly authorized organization swings into action. It may be called the state police, state troopers, militia, the rangers.
But the citizens are auxiliary police!
These are the stories of the men whose training...
Are you in the Alligator Alliance? No. You in the Beaver Brigade? No. Are you in the New York Simulated Police? No. Are you in the East Texas Range Rovers? No. Are you in the Southern California...
Rump Rangers? No.
You queer.
No, dude, that's you. Get him out of here. No, man, I'm not in the Beaver Brigade, so I'm just kind of a drag. Jay Santos, yeah, watch your kids on Easter, man. They may be all freaked out by the man, by Jesus coming back from his dirt nap. 1-800-449-8686. This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Time now to look at a little bit of email while we have a... Actually, we should break. We'll come back with an email. What do you think? All right, let's take a break. And guy asks a question, I think it's a very good question, and I think that we may, I think I've got a nice little surprise for you guys that are backstage pass members. When we come back, it's the Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Communist influenced.
We 1-800-449-8686. And now more on The Phil Hendry Show.
Well, I got my theme song and everything.
Will you bug off? Hang up on that guy, bud.
He keeps calling back.
A lot of people do that. You got to hang up on him. I got a theme song. Okay, guys, it's The Phil Hendry Show. Herb Sewell will return tomorrow night with a Michael Jackson report. Apparently things were quiet in the Michael Jackson case. Maybe the court was adjourned for today. I don't know. All the big news was this Robert Blake story. And Scott Peterson, who is sentenced to die, that was the one that I was paying attention to. I wanted to make sure that guy was going to cook. Although I'm sure there are many who feel that he, as evil as he is, shouldn't get the death penalty. And because it's barbaric and everything, and you're probably right, but just this one time. And then we won't kill anybody else. How about if we just cook him, we'll all have a big party, and then we'll not do it for anyone else until somebody else comes along, and then I'll change my mind on that one too. How about that? I'm against the death penalty, but I can change my mind on individual cases. Like Robert Blake, if he was guilty, don't you think he deserves to die? Of course not. He was Beretta. Anyway, there were a lot of people talking about the Blake case. I got to tell you something. I don't think anybody cares. I think the media was really heavy into the Blake case. I heard a lot of people blathering about it out here in the hallways here at the old Premier Radio Network, central mother-father computer. But beyond that, I don't know that anybody even cares. That's my take on the Robert Blake case. I think the public in general really don't care. Now, here's one you probably don't care about, but I'm just going to mention it anyway. Iraq swore in their first freely elected parliament in 50 years while roadside bombs went off. And I know it bums out a lot of people. A lot of people really dig this, but there's certain folks, say, in the town that I live in, it just bums them out. I hate to give you the bad news, but they actually swore in these guys. And I know it's just tripping a lot of people out. Man, this is just not right. Yeah, I know. Bush, he's just moving ahead, baby, with this Iraq war thing. By now, we figured he would have given up, huh? He would have just pulled right out and said, okay, I'm sorry, I'll never do it again. I didn't mean to, and, because he's been called war criminal and Hitler, that's enough to get me pulled out of anything. How are you going to stay in anything when you've been called Hitler and a war criminal, man? It's going to take endless truckloads of Viagra. Anyway, getting onto our email, can you tell me where I can find the opening theme to the Ted's Beverly Hills theme? We want to put our meat in your blank. Thanks. Signed, Chris. Here it is, Chris, and this is unedited. I mean, this is edited. And I'm thinking of making the unedited version of this available to backstage pass members.
Steakhouse, come on down.
And then Ted starts blathering his bullcrap, right? And he talks about all the meat that he has and how wonderful it is. And then the chick comes in and she starts singing again.
Here at Ted's, we want to put our meat in your...
All right, so some people want to know, how can I get that unedited? I'm thinking about making it available to backstage pass members only. Maybe we'll even MP3 it to you. Who knows? Stay tuned. We want to thank R.C. Collins, and we'd also like to thank Bob with Love Songs with Bob. Pastor William Rennick was on our show tonight. Rudy Canoza, Margaret Gray, James Lipton, and Leatherface, of course, was fantastic there. Leatherface, the new host of the Actors Studio, and Jay Sanis of the Citizens Auxiliary Police, along with David Hall. Thanks, everybody. It's the Phil Hendry Show.
1-800-449-8686. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show.